Welcome once again to your Five for the Day. The messages and the things that Jesus taught are important for us to know about and to apply to our lives. In order for us to apply his teachings, we need to know what he taught. Then we must take what we've discovered and apply it to our lives. Without applying it to our lives, it remains just an idea. But the moment we take his message and apply it to our lives, it has the power to transform our lives because it is life-giving. His message should be like a lighthouse in our lives, telling us what to do and preserving us from danger. The message of Jesus changed the world and the lives of the people who followed his teachings. His message still has the power to change and transform our lives today. The world in which we live focuses on external issues and external things. What we drive, what we look like, what we wear, where we live, and the kind of work we do. So much emphasis is placed in the external things. God wants us to enjoy the things that he has provided. But his focus is on our hearts, and he's not pleased when these external aspects become more important to us than he is. More than the car, the money, and the position. Jesus would like us to know that the issues of the heart are settled, that we have peace with God, that we know and that we have been forgiven, that we would know that our Heavenly Father loves and cares for us. Worry is such a fundamental part of modern life. Life just seems to get more stressed, more pressurized, and more complicated. Yet the message of Jesus tells us that we should not worry. He promised never to leave us or forsake us. He promised to be with us right up to the end. Jesus teaches us not to be worried or anxious. His message is that worrying is unnecessary. If God tells us not to worry, and we elect to worry, doesn't that amount to sin? It is better to trust God. How can you worry and trust God at the same time? The message of Jesus is, trust more and worry less. The message of Jesus is that we may fall down, but he will lift us back up. God is interested in restoration. Jesus can bring restoration to the lives of people. Today, the message of Jesus is that he can restore you. You may have fallen and failed yourself, others, and God, but he can restore you. Just look at the story of Peter. Peter lied to the people around him. He betrayed Jesus. And yet Jesus forgave and restored him and went on to use him in a remarkable way. God can use you no matter what. He can take what is despised and rejected and restore it for his purposes. As long as you give God right of way in your life, the game is never over, and he can still restore you. It's never too late with God. The Lord is always ready to lift you up. He is the great restorer. We need to give our lives to the things that count for God. It is time to loosen your grip on the world and the things of the world. There was a lady who met Jesus at a well. She was consumed with her own life and the daily drudgery of collecting water. She met Jesus there, and he offered her living water. She wanted this because she would not need to make the daily trips to the well. She was consumed with the temporary things. Jesus spoke to her and said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." We too can become totally focused and consumed with temporary things, when there is another dimension. Jesus offers us the things that will endure: the living water, his peace, his love, his forgiveness, and eternal life. So now our lives need to focus on these things. We have to consciously take our eyes off of prevailing things and keep reminding ourselves of the things that will endure. Years ago, I heard a preacher say these words: "We are eternal spiritual beings having a temporary earthly experience. Don't be consumed with temporary things, but hold on to that which will endure." Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Also, the Bible says, "Fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal."